Welcome to the Gethsemane Lutheran Church Sermon Podcast. We offer these messages to the glory of God and the strengthening and encouragement of the people that He loves. We long to serve you in any way that we can. Gethsemane Lutheran Church offers regular services at 9 a.m. on Sunday in our campus on Watonga Boulevard, but given the current shelter-in-place situation, we are offering our services live on our Facebook page, facebook.com/GLC Houston, and on our website, GethsemaneLutheran.org. You can also call in to our services by calling 1-346-248-7799. And then when prompted, entering the code 713-688-5227 and the pound sign. That code, by the way, is our church's phone number. We invite you to call anytime if we can serve you. You can also find these messages archived on our YouTube channel, and that's best reached by going through our website. Today's message from March 29th, 2020, is from Pastor Jerry McNamara, who offers a message for those who may be getting weary from the extended shelter-in-place situation from the COVID-19 pandemic. Maybe there is another situation in your life that has you feeling burdened, but in Matthew 11, Jesus has an invitation that brings lasting relief. God's grace and peace to you, wherever this message finds you, whenever it finds you. We're sharing this message when almost all of Texas, much of our nation, and 3 billion people in our world are in some kind of shelter-in-place situation because of the COVID-19 epidemic. You might find yourself already getting weary of this. Well, I have a good news, bad news situation for you. The good news is the government has come up with a bailout program and they're going to have cash and help for us, for our hospitals. Bad news is that UT experts tell us even if we maintain our shelter in place, we're likely to see this stick around till the mid or even end of the month of May. You know, as some people are already experiencing a little bit of stir crazy and cabin fever feeling, they're trying to find ways to cope. And one of those that's age-tested means is humor. I read in the Houston Chronicle on March the 27th an article with the headline, "If you don't laugh, you cry." And it's, again, people trying to use humor to cope with this situation that everyone's going through. Even a church got in on the act. It was a cute little sign they had out in front of their church that said, "Had not planned on giving up this much for Lent." Perhaps you can find the humor, or it may be that your situation, COVID-19 or something more something else, very personal, very real, that your situation has you feeling burdened, weary, and unsure about the future. A no humor, no little platitude is going to make that better. But friends, what I suggest might make it better is an invitation from Jesus. First, though, let's think about how real that is, what those burdens are like, how they settle in on us and just wear us down, make us exhausted. Tell the story of a young lady named Issy. Issy is a sweet 12-year-old young woman who is in the Houston area. She's trying to give out homemade masks to her neighbors, donating toilet paper to neighbors and so forth. But she woke up one night with her chest just on fire, and her family, understandably, rushed her to the doctor. The story gets recorded in the Houston Chronicle on Friday, March the 27th, and here's the headline. Here's what happened to Issy. She woke up to her chest burning. It wasn't coronavirus. It was anxiety. Anxiety can make us sick. Worry and burdens literally wear out not only our immune systems, but our sense of hope, our sense of perspective, our sense of connection with God and with others, and our sense of peace. And that's why we so very much need this invitation that Jesus offers to us. Jesus gives an answer to the troubles that we face. And let's hear about it. It's recorded in the Bible. Jesus spoke these words, and Matthew recorded them in Matthew 11, verse 28 through 30. Let's look at them together. "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Jesus comes to us. He knows we get weary. He knows we face overwhelming trouble that can keep us awake at night. He lived on this earth. He lived that. He felt it too. And Jesus found a way through. That is what makes his invitation so very special. It's one thing for me to offer you 5 quick tips on how to lower anxiety and have a burdenless life. It's another thing for the creator of life, the savior of life who died for us and rose again, who conquered over every enemy and obstacle. It's another thing entirely when Jesus makes this invitation. And there is so much there. Rest for our souls, learning from him. But I wonder if perhaps to help us get further into that learning, we could hear it again in a slightly different way. Here's a paraphrase of this passage from a Bible called The Message. Let's look at it. "Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitted on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly." Jesus is saying, walk with me through life. Your work aspects of life, walk with me, work with me. Let me show you how to do work. Your family aspects, your worries and needs for the future, work with me and learn from me. There's so much Jesus wants to teach us. If we understand Jesus as our Savior from sin, who died on the cross, who rose again, prepared a place for us in heaven, then we can call ourselves Christians, and that's fantastic. But Jesus, that Savior, said in John 10, verse 10, "I have come that you may have life eternal, but also life to the full, life better here and now." And it is that invitation that we want to catch. It's that invitation to let him come alongside of us, to have us watch how he handled temptations, how he made decisions, how he faced so many stressful situations in life and came out of it, came through it all with peace, with strength through his relationship with the Heavenly Father. Jesus wants us to learn to live freely and fully, and he can teach us. And he loves us enough to be honest with us and understand we have burdens. He knows they're there. He's very realistic. He felt them himself when he walked on this earth. And we can be like the picture here of this young woman, bent over, struggling with those burdens, trying to carry on in life ourselves. Or we can recognize that we have a partner, a lover of our soul, who wants us to lay them down at his feet and learn a different way. You know, it's interesting what Jesus didn't say. He didn't say, you made your bed, go lie in it. Jesus didn't say, you know what? I've got an answer for everything. Look at my operating manual, read it, do what it says. You'll be fine. No, Jesus didn't invite us to a set of rules. He invited us to a relationship. A relationship where we, almost like a dance, learn from him, do life together with him. And as we do that, as we learn to manage all those different aspects of our life the way Jesus would, that relationship, Him guiding us, Him loving us, Him walking with us through all of that, really sets us into a wonderful path of His goodness and His love for us. It's that guidance that Jesus wants to give. Imagine, if you will, if Jesus had been the driver's ed instructor that you had way back in the day when you learned. If you saw how calmly He handled, how confidently He drove, and then you had Him alongside of you in the car, that calmness would then be yours. That confidence would grow in you as you had His coaching and His help. Imagine if Jesus had been there at the beginning of adulthood and taught you how to do financial management, how to work and earn all you can, how to save what you need, how to spend wisely, how to then give generously. Imagine the pitfalls, the debts, the stress we would have avoided if Jesus had been our partner back in that point of life. Friends, we don't have to imagine. This is the invitation He's offering to us. I want to guide you to a freer, stronger way of life, Jesus said. I want to guide you and help you see My way through this. You know, you're asking, well, what do I mean? How do you do this? Here's a way that this invitation can become real for us. With the time we have on our hands right now, with COVID-19 and sheltering in place, open up your Bible to one of the Gospels. You pick. Pick the shortest, Mark. Pick the one that has some of the most beautiful word pictures and extra details, including how Jesus ministered to women. In the Gospel of Luke, different details there than in any other. Pick John, some of the simplest and yet most universally touching words. You decide, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. Read it. Notice, what did Jesus do when He was tempted? How did Jesus teach others? How did He make His decisions? When Jesus had people doubt Him, question Him, criticize Him, judge Him, reject Him, how did He handle it? Where did He turn for help, for strength, for perspective? What was His connection that enabled Him to face even the most stressful time, His sacrifice on the cross? If we watch how Jesus handled these tough times in life, we're getting His coaching in how and His guidance in how we can have a freer life. You know, we can carry this all on our own. We could just let Jesus be our Savior for the end and for salvation. Or we can hear His invitation as a sign of love and grace for the here and now, and let our life bit by bit be changed as we let Him lead us. Let Him take the burdens off. I think back to Issy, that young lady we mentioned at the beginning, and I think of many people I know who are dealing with burdens, physical, emotional, spiritual, people with those burdens and weariness in their life. And I think of Jesus saying to us, that's not what I intended. Come, bring it to Me. Perhaps this child's drawing can say it very well for us. This might have been drawn by Izzy or some other child. It's a little girl. She's dragging a burden that is more than she can possibly carry. She's bringing it to the foot of Jesus' cross so she can leave it there and live freely the way He intended for us. All of it written underneath the words of that beautiful invitation, come to Me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. We can turn and try to sleep. We can watch the news and think we'll get more informed. There are lots of ways we can actually make ourselves more worried, more wearied, more burdened. But Jesus offers us the exact opposite. By His grace and His love, by the proof that He can conquer over it all, by His life and death and the resurrection, Jesus offers us to lay it at His feet, to not carry all of these things that trouble us by ourselves. And as we accept that gift from Him, as we learn from Him, He won't force it on us. He is gentle. He is humble of heart. As we come humbly, we'll learn and grow stronger and freer and more at peace than we have ever known before. Friend, I pray that for you right here and right now. Whatever situation you're facing, whatever burden you're carrying, lay it down. Would you pray with me right now? Jesus, we thank you for this awesome invitation. An invitation that was real to your disciples 2,000 years ago, and it is just as real and just as needed right here and now in our world, struggling through pandemics and uncertainty. Jesus, you invite us not to handle the weariness on our own, not to figure we got to carry the burden all by ourselves. You invite us to come to you. You invite us to tell you our burden. We do it right now. We share with you the burdens of our hearts, the shame and guilt of our past, the worry and uncertainty of our future, and the just weight that we feel, the anxiousness that is there in our here and now today. And rather than carry it by ourselves, Jesus, we believe your invitation and we lay it down at your feet. We trust you can carry these things better than we can. We trust you when you say that we can learn from you how to do life differently, freer, with more peace, as you show us how to have a closer, stronger connection with the Heavenly Father. Oh, Jesus, send your Spirit to use your word, to use your sacraments to strengthen us. Send your Spirit to remind us of all these things, including this precious invitation. And Jesus, walk with us so we can learn your rhythms of grace and freedom and peace. Unburden your people, Lord. Lift off the burden, the worry, the grief, the anxiety. And let us know your freedom and peace and love now, here in this moment. And every time we feel the temptation to take it up again, Jesus, nudge us. Help us hear your whisper that we come back to you. We pray this in faith and hope to you, with the Father and the Holy Spirit, are one God now and forever. Amen. May God be with you and bless us, and give us his precious and holy rest, now and always. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's sermon podcast at Gethsemane Lutheran Church. We invite you to visit our website, GethsemaneLutheran.org, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/GLC Houston, anytime. Thank you and God bless.